responsible for the papers. Steve can't be responsible.
I don't.
Steve can't be responsible for Congress. But Steve would be responsible basically for managing your office, for managing your day and the inner health of your office and all that. And I think we'll do a
little bit. Well, he can get a little bit off of you, too.
That's right.
You don't have to.
And some of this is
like that.
I'm going to get more on that.
Whether or not I've got to see the baseball players or something, well, you can do it now. If it's a much bigger decision with regard to whether I go to the Truman Memorial thing, I may want to talk to somebody other than him.
That's right. Larry is more capable than just as an aide, and I'm moving him. He's going to take over, take the subsurface type stuff, but that goes on internally that he can deal with. Steve can take on some things and working some things that Alex couldn't do that will be very helpful. And the key is whether there's a guy that can
be an alter ego.
Be an alter ego.
As I know, there is the alter ego, as a gentleman. They don't have the potential for reasons that have nothing to do with other, they have many other qualities, so they don't have potential for that.
Well, I think he does, except for age. Steve doesn't, because of, he doesn't have the ability.
Would never work with Higby.
But Higby can't do it as an alter. In that sense, he can internally with, you know, the operating levels in here. In fact, he has been. The kind of guy that could with this is a guy like Malik. And that's what I had been hoping we'd develop somewhere in here. And in fact, Malik was a possibility for me, kind of shot beyond it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try and, in the next few months, to try and locate, develop a guy.
Not a few months, a few weeks, right?
If
I don't make a mistake on this,
you got to
okay
the way into a guy like that. And,
are we coming on the appointments for the sub-captain?
The guy that may have the potential on that, who is older, has more presence, more command, and is colder, tougher than any of those guys, is Dave Parker, who you've had only a little exposure to, but who is a pretty good operator.
You know, this business of presence and so forth is more important, Bob, than I think maybe you
know it sure is.
The Scowcroft thing is a very great detriment to him. I don't give a damn. You can take a huge hunk of a man, he may be as dumb as a clock, but he can get away with things where a guy like Scowcroft cannot.
Sure.
Now, that's all there is to it. You've got to realize Higby will not develop, but he may after a few years, but he doesn't have presence yet.
That's right.
He doesn't have presence. And presence is just about three-fourths of the job in some times.
Yep.
And half the things you do is three-fourths of it.
Yep.
The other things, it means nothing. And I just feel it's so damn important to get a guy with presence in this who can see Alex has presence. That's one thing that can help to bring him and deal with the captain people. At least he does seem like a mature, big man.
And
we have, and I've worked with him in the last few days, and I'm just really concerned about him. We have a real problem with that. Timmons does not have presence. He has a hell of a time in this respect. And, it's a definite, rather, sometimes almost frightened. He isn't frightened, but he looks definite. Apologetic, sort of a he isn't that. He's strong, and so forth and so on. I don't know whether he can do this job.
This guy was running into backup Steve, Tom Hart, has the presence.
Yeah.
And his
Carl Ogus has presence. Carl Ogus,
yeah, and his he does.
Might have been a better choice, basically, for the top job of Timmons, as it turned out. Just might have been.
Well, we may want to make that change.
I think we may. I don't know whether Timmons can really hack it with
Timmons was the first guy to recognize that.
I know. Now, did you see, it isn't a question of his age or who it is.
No,
true. It's the way Timmons looks. He does not, I mean, some people have it.
The way he looks and the way he conducts himself.
That's right.
Some people come on and some people don't.
For example, Ziegler has presence. Warren does not. Warren is fair, but he's strong. And he doesn't, he's perfectly active.
Boston will come on pretty strong.
He'll ask for money because he's totally incompetent. He has a totally competent, affirming, and sometimes belligerent attitude.
Yep.
She's going to leave.
Baroudi has the presence. She comes on.
He's still there.
Doesn't have the looks, but he sure is.
I'm concerned about the hole we're leaving here. I don't want to mention this because he shouldn't. And then the Colson thing, I realize I've gone here that
pretty effective. And he said, at least he gives it every indication of being a guy that, you know, he looks for what it is you want done and figures that out and tries to move on it.
And serving the music and the Washington Post couldn't even wait for the inauguration to take it.
And
very cheap shot of him. The Christ makes a case that's 20 years old. Involving Carter, the man, in fighting. And they say, charged with it.
Yeah.
False accusations. Charged with it. But in the name of God,
is it,
they haven't proved anything.
That's their standard approach. That's how they're playing everything.
Smeared by association. He's charged with it. It has been alleged of that. Sorry.
Every son.
Well, give it some thought. I think you've got a real problem. I think we may have a problem there. I don't know. And I wonder if we shouldn't extend Colson by a couple of months. Is it dangerous? Has he announced his leaving?
Oh, yeah.
Don't extend it.
He's announced that he's setting himself into motion pretty well, and I think it's better to let him.
Well, he'll help me out.
I've found out some things that I'm thankful, even though he's going to be missed, and there's more to his involvement in some of this stuff than I realized.
Really?
Yeah.
Which part?
Watergate.
Colson? Does he know?
I think he knows.
Does he know you know?
I don't think he knows I know.
What do you mean, through Hunt or what?
Yeah, through Hunt and Liddy. And if Liddy decides to pull apart, Colson could be in some real suit. And Liddy can do it under oath, then Colson is in a position of having perjured himself. Colson and Mitchell have both perjured themselves under oath already.
Which is Colson was fully aware. I mean, Colson was aware of the Watergate money. That's hard for me.
Not only was aware of it, but was pushing very hard for results from it. And it's very specifically that. And
who was he pushing?
Magruder and Liddy. And that's why we've got to be awful careful to take Liddy, we're taking care of in one way. We've got to be very careful to take care of Magruder the right way in the other way.
How are you going to have to do that?
I don't know. I'm going to make sure he has the feeling that he's. And John Dean's been doing a superb job of just patting all, you know, telling all the facets to go out.
What do you mean, a job of some sort or not?
Well, either a job or ample recognition for so he can go out into something outside. And he doesn't know what he wants to do. He doesn't know what he should do. And it partly depends on what bounces here. But the main thing is he's got a feeling in his own mind and in his own heart really that we're on his side. And I've told him that. I've told him solidly.
He's working on the inaugurations.
Oh, yeah. He's the director of the inaugural. And he's doing all the, you know, running that thing. So that gives him an ongoing base through the 20th.
Does Mitchell know that Colson was involved? Does Colson know that Mitchell was involved?
I think the answer is yes to both of those. Although I'm sure Colson assumes that Mitchell is involved, if he doesn't know it directly as a fact. And I'm not positive that Mitchell knows that Colson was involved. See, Mitchell's involvement was early, and then he backed down. And there's a question.
I can see Mitchell, but I can't see Colson getting into the Democratic in the pity. What the Christ is he looking for?
They were looking for stuff on two things. One on financial stuff, and the other on stuff that they thought they had on what they were going to do at Miami. Just screwed us up. It was apparently a Democratic plot, and they thought they had it uncovered. Colson was salivating with glee at the thought of what he might be able to do with it. And they were very reluctant, the investigator types were reluctant to go in there. They were put under tremendous pressure that they had to get this stuff. None of this, I don't know any of this firsthand. I can't prove any of it. And I don't want to, really, because I want to, if I ever get involved in it, I want to be ignorant, which I am. But, Hunt also knows. See, if Hunt decided to put him, he could really screw Coulson, but apparently there's no real danger of that. There's doesn't appear to be any great danger of Liddy flipping, and I think we're okay on Magruder. The other one that's trouble is Sloan, and he doesn't know enough, apparently, to matter, although he suspects a lot. And they're starting wandering along their suspicions, even make a lot of news, if not illegal.
What are we doing to take care of him?
Well, they're trying to keep him.
He's got a job taking care of him.
But,
what is Magruder going to do?
Give John Dean a lot of credit for being a damn effective operator in this one. Without bothering anybody with it. Each other just sort of living with it hour by hour. He's got an interest in that. He's in a sense himself because of what he's...
What about the trying to move out of the river? What can we do there?
Well, he's intrigued with the Bicentennial Commission, and that is something we can give him without any problem. He'd be perfectly adequate to handle as a, not as the president, but as a the director or something. You know. The problem with it is it's a politically visible spot, and I'm not sure it's something you want to get him in. He doesn't want anything, and wouldn't consider anything until after the trial and you know, the thing is all over with. He doesn't want to be thought of for anything.
What's the present plan on the trial?
I'm not sure what the dates are.
Yeah. I don't know whether they're going to plead guilty or go to the trial or what.
They're probably going to plead guilty, but that, they're still playing with their maneuvers, you know, their civil rights maneuvers and all that sort of stuff. They're still playing with their civil rights maneuvers and all that sort of stuff. Trying to invalidate.
All in all, it's better for them to plead guilty, frankly.
I would think so.
And then the Congress goes after him, I guess, persecuting, you know, and pay the price.
Well, there's apparently some questions to what the Congress is going to do. Still, indications are that the Kennedy staff have faded away in their activity.
Yeah, that's on the secret.
They may have turned it over to either Jackson or Irvin, if either one is going to pick it up. It may just all go away, and you know, we may be worrying about something that just doesn't exist, but I think your position has been right, that we need to get pretty much clean of the potential problems,
right,
just in case, and it's too damn bad. Colson is a
right.
Substantial loss, there's no question. Chapin is a substantial loss.
Too excellent, man.
In areas that we don't have good people I mean, they're both guys with peculiar talents that we don't have.
Coulson would be, as you say, very valuable on the outside.
Yes, he will.
He'll make his niche. He'll be very helpful and hardworking. Find a way. He'll be back in and out of the White House.
That's right.
He said that Tony has been with one thing he's asking for is at the end, he'd like to take a trip with a trade fair or two or something.
Yeah, send me a note on that.
There's no problem. That could be so low profile. He hasn't asked for anything before.
And he's very anxious to take some kind of a... He wanted to take that Oscar thing, which he didn't have. 50th anniversary. He had some kind of a...
Why I deal with these fellows? Because they were doing it for what they thought was a good cause. You know, they were
specifics, and there's specific meetings and times and places, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the point is whether he was pushing, you see the data on the question version and so forth, whether he was pushing to get information, or whether he was pushing to get information from bugging.
Their view is that it was very specific, it was on that particular
venture.
And the other one, I guess on Teddy, which nobody picked up anything
on. Oh, Teddy was very part of the journey. He was trying to get, you mean the tail on him and that sort of thing?
Apparently they tried. I don't even know the details. They tried or did bug him to his operation or something. But the tail was something else.
Actually,
incidentally, you know, we just, in order to keep completely clean on it, I have never had a report. Someday somebody may come and want to talk to him about that. There's no point in doing anything on it now. There's nothing we can do with it.
So we rather just wait and see what he did.
Several times, and she got a tremendous reception coming into the wasn't there. But I got a couple of reports from people who were that you know, when she came in, went around the track, she got a big cheer all the way around and a very big spontaneous thing from the SC rooting section as she pulled up in front of them. And they did the car.
I saw the car.
But, it was as good as SC is capable of doing. Parade thing, she got good coverage on. She got a damn good reception on the parade route, apparently. And the commentators talked about, you know, what marvelous person she is, and that here she was without a fur coat on this cold California morning.
Well, it was a good idea. That was not a good idea. But, you know,
it was your idea. Completely.
But I think it was the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was here working.
It was a good move. I don't think there was any question. I didn't hear even the hint of a question of why isn't the president here or anything like that. It was perfectly logical. She was honored by her university, and
well, I was there receiving Georgia.
And they had a thing the night before, presented her with a the George Allen thing. That got a great play across the country also.
Let me ask you about one other problem in the staff here, which is sort of nagging on it recurs from time to time. What the hell is the matter with Rose? Have you talked to her since you've been back?
No, I haven't seen her this morning, so I haven't. Is that still?
Well, I know it's a bit of a curious thing. I mean, we just bent over backwards and before Julie left and so forth, and invited her over. She was always one of the parties and all that sort of thing, but she's a she just is in a terribly depressed mood. I don't know what the hell's the trouble. And she looks sick.
She
looks sick. Whenever I come in, I mean, this is not unusual, but I've been doing quite a bit of work in the mornings, and I've been a couple of times. And she's not been here. She's arrived later, and then, of course, it's because I give her March. And she presents, oh, I'm just out for a minute or something. You know, there's something there. But I think there's, I don't know, is there, what I'm concerned about is the Ann Armstrong thing. So that's what's missing at all. Do you have any way, is, could Dakash take a look in on her, do you think, to see what the hell's the matter with her, does he know, or?
I can ask him, he can,
yeah,
he can help.
But is there anything, Bob, that was, that happened, that we did something that was,
not that I'm aware of it.
The only thing is that Ann Cannon, I knew that was wrong.
The dinner.
Yeah. I mean, when I say it wrong.
She was, that wasn't,
yeah.
That she was in a bad mood, you know, in that period before the,
yeah. Before the cabin dinner.
Before the cabin dinner.
Yeah. What does it have to do with this? Is it Coles putting out the invitation?
She was annoyed with the Colson.
Right. I think it was taking out the invitation to the jury. It's the invitation that she considers her special province. Did she? Couldn't you?
I can go talk to her about how we
I think
work on the whole invitation thing now with Colson leaving and
yeah.
You know, all the
but you're changing your mind. You could say those are political things, and then Maury Stankins had to have the kids. Not out. She didn't have to do that either, did she? Those are there, so that's done now, right? From now on, we've got to get in this whole thing. Now, she's saying that she always takes this. Understand, with all the problems I have in my mind, I simply cannot tolerate this sort of personal stuff. And I'm going to treat it nicely, but if she doesn't want to handle it, and I also don't want her to put down press Julie, if she's going to work, that she can't say, well, unless I handle it all, I'm not going to handle it in here. She's got to work with everybody else. and speed, Bob?
I think pretty well.
Steve seems to think he gets on okay with it. Well, we can't go too far in thinking. You know, I can't be in a position like, you know, in the camp, we have girls up there. I seldom use them, but at least they're there. In her case, sometimes she doesn't want to go. Other times, when she does go, she wants to be there on a social basis. So as it was, you know, on the China trip, we had one hell of a time. You should maybe remember the four delegates, you know, with that, where Green Rose was, you know, around doing other things. Now, and yet, she's very valuable. You know, she does all this. And I, another thing, too, she takes quite a beating. And you have to realize all the malcontents. I saw Maury Sanders, what he called his essence. And there was one of the again, three other names are. People that I know they call their homes. They were that kind of people. They call and they whine and they bitch and she listens and listens and listens and it's pretty damn tough. You know, the Howdies, etc. Who do they call their homes? See? Everybody when they have any problem. So we got to realize that she serves a hell of a useful purpose there and a very difficult one. And we appreciate it. And yet, she must not make it difficult for Julie. I can put a roll off my back. And she must not make it difficult for Steve as he moves into this position. Does she know that Steve's going to move in here?
Probably not. That's something I want to talk to her about the whole structure in here anyway.
You can tell her that Alex is going to be FAA anyway. And Steve's going to move into that dang position. So forth and so on. Who are you going to put up here? Steve and Hart, and so and the guy that you mentioned, I just said that we're going to combine these jobs and that Alan and Steve is going to try to do the Alex job and so forth and so on.
I think she'll probably be pleased with that. I think she feels more
kind of like we feel very strong. We just want that you feel that Steve very strong. We want to get Julie. We want to help her all we can. We're very close to the sailor. And I'll say, I was, and you may have about these highway environment control. I said, you're now past the political things and the invitations, and you're loaded down here.
We're not really past the political here.
What I'm getting at is, are we past those where she has nothing to do with them? Or,
yeah, we ought to get them all back into her.
That's my point. So the campaign now is
saying on a quota basis the way we've done it before. Although she won't, I guess she won't work with the quota then anymore. She has a social office, so she puts her quota in for the area she's supposed to deal with.
That's the area you're kind of cutting down on the old friends.
What?
It's the area you're cutting down on the old friends and family. Well, we are because we can't until we get more sanctions people in. Well, is it better to
she never can keep track of things. She loses all the, you know, how many times someone was there in the backup where they have it all worked out on places where they got all the names and addresses and all that stuff. But she has to work through that anyway, which is what she does.
She has a sick brother, I think. She had no problem regarding pay and all that sort of thing. She had everything everybody else had.
And then some. And then some.
All right. Okay. I guess we can kind of see it again. Okay. You know, one thing she can do really help her. She's got a harsh parent. She's got two other nice older ladies.
Yeah, she, that's one of them apparently is for you.
That's her job. I will go to the day on
her. Neither of them are very fast, but Marge is fast.
Marge is terrific. And Marge is always here. God, she just works like a little boss. you've gotta have a capability among several roles because of the need to have where you are and that kind of thing. Yeah. What's your judgment?
Thank you.
Julie's the one that can make the changes over there.
And Julie can make the changes. She works it out. She can sell it on the people. I finally came down and said, well, I'm just putting one of my bowling thing down there. I believe which is because I can put that kind of whirlpool in the bathroom. Pretty good.
Oh, sure.
I bought it, right? Absolutely. Mine is
They don't just sort of automatically come to mind.
One last point, which I'll discuss later this afternoon.
Yeah. stuff, but you sure as hell don't need, the general run of people here don't need to be concerned with the human events on one side or New Republic on the other side. They don't need to be concerned with the Martin Nagrunsky television program.
That should never be covered.
And that sort of thing. Now, they do need to be concerned, and you can't avoid it.
Wire services.
Well, and network television. They need to be concerned. That's what I said. On network
TV and wire services. I would start it off. The network TV did this. The wires did this. And then I would pick up specials from around the country.
Right.
Never Washington or New York.
Right.
Never Washington or New York.
Skip the times.
Never Washington. Unless there's something very positive in Washington. Put it in. Dick Wilson's got a good column. Put the goddamn thing in. But I would get this Times and the Post. I really would.
Yeah.
Now that would give you a more balanced feeling in the country.
Well, plus the fact that you've already got everybody who reads that news something reads the Post, and most of them read the Times.
That's right.
And
so a lot of them see the Agronsky Show.
No need to pick those up. And the Agronsky Show doesn't make any difference. It's a local show. And it's a... Now, they argue you get indications out of the Agronsky Show. I don't think you do. I've been trying to look at it in those terms, and I don't think you get any indication really of what's coming.
I'll tell you one person will know if I agree with that. There's a hundred in there.
Yeah.
So that he doesn't get himself all screwed up about stuff. They shouldn't put things in there. Also, you got to remember that Ehrlich and Schultz, Ash is a tough guy, it won't bother him. Ehrlich and Schultz has been around here and pounded the pulse practically. Extremely sensitive about articles. They really are. They don't have credibility and all that.
Of course, they'll see them anyway. They don't need the news summary to get it.
That's my point. That's my point. They're going to see it in the Post. Why repeat it in the news summary? That's my point. Let the news summary show that the rest of the country in quite that way.
Exactly.
Agree or not?
No, I do. That's the value it can perform for us, is summarizing for us what's covered. And they should pick up some Wall Street Journal stuff and some Christian Science Monitor stuff feature syndicated type material.
I wonder why they should do the news magazines, for example. I think virtually everybody reads Time and Newsweek. Why do we have to do the news magazines?
Yeah, maybe they don't.
I really believe that.
They don't need to do those.
Now, with the news magazines, generally are negative. Why the hell do you pick up the news magazines? That'll take another week off. I don't think that magazines make a damn bit of a difference, Bob. And I just saw them knock the magazines out of the reports. I really believe that. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
I'm not... There's some value to the condensation of the magazine, so you don't read all of that stuff. But I think probably everybody here reads all of it anyway.
People around here who read either Time or both. They get it. They're that kind of people. I know when I was
this is probably
here. I never missed. I read all three of them. I read Time, Newsweek, and U.S. News. Never missed when I was a congressman, a senator, and vice president. Now I don't read any of them.
You ought to get some kind of a condensation of the magazines, though, so you have some feel of it.
Well, then read against it. Read against it. Magazines took a predictable line this week. Make it a bit more editorial. I guess we cut it down. Cut it down. Emphasize the positive. Now, having said all that, they do a hell of a thing. And in the campaign, it was essential to see it all. But we're in a different kind of world now. It's a different kind of campaign, actually. We've got to act like we won the election, not because we lost it. We've got to act positive. We've got to act affirmative. You right?
Yep. And boy, that's the way people feel.
I feel it. I saw it. I mean, when people talk about the bombings, or sure, it's a hell of a tough decision in the draft.
months or whatever it is that you have to do it. When it's over and the thing is done and you get to April or June or sometime, nobody's going to remember that you bombed the shit out of Hanoi for a couple of weeks at Christmas time. Or if they do, it's just going to be a dim memory that, yeah, there was some big bombing and that led to the settlement, or it led to non-settlement, or whatever it leads to.
Thank you.